verse.
Well, Claire, Dr. Claire Nelson was supposed to be here.
Is Charlotte joining us today?
Say that again?
Is Charlotte joining us?
Yes, she's supposed to, because I sent her an email today.
We're recording, folks.
Okay, hello everyone. This is Michael Yates, Chair of the Mayor's Advisory Commission in Caribbean Community Affairs. The date is February the 9th. The time is at 6:40 p.m. and we will begin our monthly meeting. So, first order of business is for the commissioners to introduce themselves. So, we'll start with
Roger Kuhn.
Chris Toussaint.
Shulan Oliver.
Ursula Larsden.
Lilaire Saintville.
Larissa Abwaru.
Michael Campbell.
Okay, wonderful, wonderful. There are no community members present, so we'll just go ahead at this time with our meeting. First to say, as far as update is concerned, I think tomorrow is a big day for MACA. We have performance oversight hearing in the DC Council. The meeting starts at 10 o'clock. If commissioners at the time, please try to be there, show a force of support. And, essentially I sent everyone an opening statement that I plan to make. It probably will take probably about 2 or 3 minutes. And then Council Member Bond will take probably another 5 or 10 minutes, asking questions on various programs in MACA. It's an oversight hearing, so the gist of the question will be, where are we in the terms of planning? There are three big activities that we are planning, as you know, the meet and greet, the Caribbean American Heritage Month Award, as well as the MACA Festival. So, sure, she'll be asking questions on those. So if you can be there, please be. So in case detailed questions come up, you may have information that I don't. we can answer, Councilmember Bond. Also, as just of a tidbit, I got a call from one of the executive office of the mayor, and his question was, do not ask for money. Even if the question comes up, do you need additional funding? The answer is no. I guess the political correct answer is, we need sustained funding. Because as you know, MACA received funding for the first time in its existence, $86,000. And even though, yes, we could use more, even though, yes, we could use an Office of Caribbean Affairs, the marching order is that, you do not get in front of the mayor on these issues.
Okay.
So.
It sounds very strategic, so I'll ask the question still. I know it's in the minutes. I don't want the recording. I'm still going to ask it. So which means then, potentially, there's a concern that there may be a setup where you are asked for more money.
Yes.
And if you say yes, that'll be a negative because he may push the hand of the executive office?
Exactly. I think the way these things usually work is that, so the mayor has priorities 1 through 10, mm-hmm. and there's always a concern that if you insert your priorities, mm-hmm. it will knock those 10 priorities out of the box. Mm-hmm. So the question is always, do not go ahead of the mayor or 10 priorities or these things that are the things that need to be funded.
Okay.
And if there are additional funds left, then, of course, she will, fund your program.
Now, that's the question I was getting to. Because there's always certain what they call money that becomes available once the budget is put away.
Right.
So now the question is, not at the performance hearing, or right. oversight hearing, but is there an opportunity, let's say, in May or June, to have a conversation with MOCA?
Right.
So that funding, because that funding does become available sometime in May and June.
Right. And, so we are going to be working on the next budget cycle, which is 2017. And, hopefully we'll be able to put in some of these requests.
No. There's the thing about negotiating more money for 2017.
Right.
But I'm saying even in FY16, sometimes money's found. Money gets identified sometimes within FY16.
Got it.
Sometimes they say, hey, I know so-and-so has been hurting or so-and-so had this to do.
Right.
Let's see what we can do in supporting them with this amount of money.
Okay. And I know, for example, the businesses along Georgia Avenue is just one example in which could really, really use funding, be it for marketing or, you know, targeted development and so forth. So if money becomes available, that would be, you know, one option. You know.
Yeah, so one business development aspect that cities usually fund with this extra money is business development opportunities, such as one of the things that happened in Georgia Avenue, there's a hodgepodge way of business look.
Right.
If there's a way to create a look and feel of all the businesses in a, let's say, 3-block radius, that will appeal to customers and create the business development. And that's the money that can come from this city that can be matched with federal dollars.
The thing is, the city already has money for places like Georgia Avenue under the Great Streets Project.
Right.
Where we can help is in guiding the hand of the Caribbean businesses in how to access those funds.
Right.
Not in us going out and trying to find them additional funds, but in guiding them towards the funds that and programs that are already there.
And I think that's a very big issue, because a lot of these businesses, either one, they are not aware, either two, they don't know what's the process of going about and getting additional funding. But it's an education,
And, you know, money from any government source,
right,
it is tedious.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
And not a lot of these small business people either know how or have the interest in sitting down to fill out all that paper.
Oh, absolutely. I know there's like a small business development, something along that line, in which it's within the D.C. government. Mm-hmm. Who, you know, I didn't even know of this entity until probably a month ago. You know, so, you know, that's just one example that, So anyway, the meeting is tomorrow. I know I'm behind in my emails. I know I receive emails from Sherlyn and Roger and Michael and Larissa, Ursula, and I've not been able to answer, get back to you, but I shall. And I think that's all for me. And then commissioners, do you guys?
Meet and greet.
So for the meet and greet.
Okay.
So I, too, was kind of wrapped up in work issues, among other things. And so, I sent a call out for help the other night. And so I just wanted to get some feedback from you guys because I've outlined in the email that I sent, I think, whenever it was, Monday night, about some of the, you know, items that we need in order to... So just a list of things that we would need to really make this event a success. And whenever you guys have a time, I don't want to spend too much time on it, but when you have time, please read the email. It's really just to kind of prep for the meet and greet, which we have coming up on
the date.
Thursday. It's Thursday, mm-hmm. February 25th, mm-hmm. from 6 to 9 p.m. at this local Caribbean restaurant in Ward 4 called the Pitch Tavern. Roger is familiar, and so is Sherlyn, with the restaurant. And I have photos.
It's around the corner from my house.
Yeah.
All right, Chris. Now, as far as the cost of the space, what's...
It's just a couple blocks.
North of Shepherd, between Shepherd and Taylor, on the right hand side, on the eastbound side.
Before the out, is it that's near to the Dunkin' Donuts where Safeway is?
No, it's further up.
Okay. Now, before we move away from Dave, got an email from Charlotte who was saying that, you know, they are going to be busy with budget errands and things along that line. So no one from MoCA will be able to make it, neither the mayor. And I guess the question she had was, you know, is it possible to postpone? I mean, I didn't want to get in the middle. I figure I'd let, you know, Larissa, everyone decide whether the 25th is the doable date or,
So So my
25th.
So my thought on that was, you know, I brought it up very early on about the possibility of the mayor attending. And, you know, at this juncture, whether or not she can attend, it would be great if she could stop in at any time for just a few minutes.
Okay.
However, I'm inclined to move forward.
Mm-hmm.
I want us to have the meet and greet so we can move forward with the other two events we have planned.
Okay.
I don't want to further delay and push this and other things back.
And every time we do that, everything else falls because
it's like a domino
effect. Yeah.
Because we're going to have to focus on the two other events.
Okay.
Immediately.
Okay, that's fine. So as far as the cost of the space, is that for free or is there a cost associated with that? It's free. And the band also is...
just said yes to the date change. So I'm afraid if we change it again...
Okay,
that's
fine. No, I think there's a form Charlotte said that we need to fill out.
It
that.
Leads to a link to a bunch of other forms.
I think what we're filling out is a donation agreement. Is that what it is? So I provided the link for that entire page, which has all of the bag of forms.
Okay.
But it's the donation form. I'm sorry I wasn't clear about that or someone.
And my apologies, I think you wanted the same question. Was it you, Roger, who sent me the question? I said I was going to talk to Lafayette. And it's more or less the same thing. We cannot accept funds. MoCA can accept funds on our behalf. We just cannot accept funds. Now, somebody can provide a service that is quote-unquote leverage, but any kind of funds, anything I can turn into money, it has to come from MoCA. Like MoCA is what they said for us.
I guess it's more procedural. Like,
yeah.
We're getting a sponsor and they give us a $5,000 check. Who does it go to?
It goes to MoCA on our name.
Right. And then how do we access it?
It does, yeah, once you go to, that's the question we have with MoCA. So-and-so is willing to give us so much money, we want the check to go to MoCA on our name, and then we have to arrange with MoCA how to get that money out.
So the other part of that question is, day of activity, we're going to collect vending fees, probably about 10 to 15 minutes.
Before that, before
so
that.
Now,
beforehand.
We can sit, a couple
can
of
we
us.
Do the meet and greet first?
Also, because we have to go to OPGS and sit down with them and look at the process on how we develop a relationship with vendors as they, you know, as ready to collect the money or how we transact transactions.
And that's really like the day of a point of sale.
Right.
We collect the money from a beer garden and we want to go back to the Macca.
Charles is supposed to address some of those issues tonight.
Okay.
Question along the meet and greet. What is the status of business cards?
Okay.
So that was one of the things I asked Mike.
So tonight, I was hoping to, if Charlotte gets here, to bring up that topic. So what I'm going to do is to make a formal request that we get our business cards, you know, in time for the event on 25th. Now, I'm not sure. So as far as the business card, it's going to be, of course, our name. And of course, our telephone number. I think I have everyone's telephone number based on Leanne, form thing that you sent us. So it's going to be our telephone number as well as our name, and everything else will be DC Government Office of
the MoCA email address.
Right. And of course, do we have a website? Facebook page that we can.
Yeah, we have the Facebook page up. I don't think we've updated it in a while.
So I need to get the correct information, because that's the one that's in good system.
Is that Facebook?
When it comes to the website, Michael, you still haven't, I believe.
Hi,
yes,
how are you?
How are you? This is not the Veterans Adventure.
No,
it is not.
This is where I park my car.
Michael, you still haven't sent in your bio for the website?
I know, I have it.
I believe, I think, one or two other people, but 99% of the people have sent them in. Oh, yeah, you as well, Sherlyn. And I think one more person hasn't sent in their bio, so it's just like dummy text.
Right.
But 99% of us have sent it in.
Okay.
So,
But will we have the link to the web? Do you want the link to the web, to the Facebook on our...
Yeah, it's the first thing you see.
Okay.
I actually have a mock-up of it. I'll pull it up, and then you guys
sure.
can check it out.
Facebook?
That's what you're talking about. Facebook? Oh, you want to see? You've seen Facebook.
How will we? You are asking MoCA to pay
bulk of the paper went to business cards?
Yes.
Yeah, they said that they would out of okay. the budget.
Oh, they're doing it.
Out of Mocha's budget or Mac's budget?
I think it's I'm not sure what budget is coming out of, but, you know, we have 85,000. Right, we have 10,000 for community outreach, right.
What percentage, if any, is for administrative costs, but I don't know if Mocha or MACA, I don't know who's covering it.
Well, I'm going to make the request to Charlotte when she, you know, we see her.
I just wanted to know business cards, the mailing address, there won't be no mailing address on the card.
You'll have the telephone number, the email address, and the Facebook. We have a Facebook. The
Facebook right.
will be on there.
Right.
Okay. Oh, no, that's fine.
No, I'm just...
Because I don't want my personal address.
No.
Oh, no. Oh,
if there's an address, it's going to be the Wilson Building, Michael.
Right. Okay.
But it's not going to be your personal address. So business cards, and then we have the step and repeat
banner.
Now,
why are we pointing at me?
Not fucking at Shirley.
Huh?
No, the step.
Why not you?
For the step and repeat banner. I think they are requesting that we have the logo, we have something.
Oh, in that regard. Okay.
Yes. So, if bigger, huh? at all possible, can you send?
I need to talk to who? Send the file size.
Yeah.
File size increase. The designer.
I thought we already had the ad one.
It's a repeated logo, right?
I know, but I'm not sure they're going to do
it. Well, they asked us to provide them with the logo. That's what they
I already sent the logo to Charlotte. So
okay. So if you can just send it to everybody, and then we'll just app them.
The one or any show, but I don't know.
I found it online. And I just
sent
it.
Please.
We have so many emails.
Exactly.
Well, speaking of so many emails, when are we going to start using?
No, I'm saying send it to Charlotte and it includes everyone.
We need to start using
the DC
our official.
Yes, I know. You are absolutely correct.
So now that we have each other's government email addresses,
we should start using our DC address. Right. Starting tonight. Our aim is the business cards by the 25th, the step and repeat banner, and I think Sherlyn is going to send that to the logo to all of us. And now, in terms of the food and liquor, we will have to pay.
I love the action that Louisa had. Please repeat it. I love that.
It's just in the interest of time, because I'm more interested in moving forward. And
okay.
So what I said was, like Ursula stated it perfectly, I mean, it's a restaurant bar.
Right.
No one has the expectation that we're going to provide them with a buffet or appetizers or anything of the sort. The thing is, we're providing an opportunity for the community to engage each other and network, and we're offering a live band. I think it's okay for people to be responsible for their own food and beverage.
Understandable.
Mm-hmm. And I think there's a part of me that almost like it's beyond okay. It's the right thing. Because this is government. We don't have the money.
You are absolutely correct.
So we're not going to feed you.
I know the happy hour is 4 to 7. Is it possible to get them to extend it to 8 o'clock?
I can ask them.
I know
that.
Caribbean people are always so late.
Should we change the time or move the time up? But I don't want to, you know, get into this thing where we're changing.
But how are you pitching it to him that he said just saying no to everything? Because one of the things that I think
Let me just say this.
Okay.
The thing is, it's $200 per hour. Sherlyn worked it out, so the gentleman was able to donate the venue for us.
Let's be thankful for that.
Okay.
So
okay.
I mean, the thing is, Sherlyn and I have been. Sherlyn has been doing a lot of the legwork. And the thing is, I think it's, and we have tried, we have asked, Sherlyn has asked, and I think it's a stretch at this point. And because they're being so generous with the space, I definitely don't want to, I don't want the optics to be that we're taking advantage of the situation.
Yeah.
But the fact that the venue is coming.
I don't want a strained relationship.
Okay, that's fine. And then last.
People get their booze on and get water the rest of the time.
Roger, we'll get together at 4 o'clock.
So on the meet and greet, I sent around the invite on Eventbrite. Did you guys get a chance to look at it? Nobody gave me any feedback.
I didn't get it.
Yeah, hi, Charlotte. Oh,
I was going to do the email.
Am I glad you brought water for me, too?
Please.
I saw the first Eventbrite that you...
Okay, I made a second another one because I think you, Sherlyn, wanted me to use the Maca Gmail. And so I put it on the Maca Gmail.
Oh, that's why I didn't see it.
No. I mean, it was under my own personal account. And then I had to delete the one on my account and make a new one on the Maca account. Okay, so here's the Maca Eventbrite. And if you guys don't mind, my computer is dying. So I'm just going to show everybody real quick the Eventbrite in case you haven't seen it. We have 17 RSVPs. We haven't sent it around or anything yet. We haven't blasted emails. I posted it on a couple.
Social media yet, yeah.
I posted it in a couple Facebook groups. Like, there's, like, Haitian Ladies. If you guys know any social media groups that are, like, Caribbean, post it, you know, so people can check it out. So this is the...
You know, Ursula, can you do this? Can you send that link to everyone?
So I sent the link. I'll send it again.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's okay.
Do we need to do with the link?
Just check it out if you guys have, like, if you guys have feedback, because I was waiting for Sherlyn to give me, like, a, you know, flyer or something. But then I just found a photo. I put the logo on it, and, you know, we have some text. If you guys are fine with this, then we'll stick with it. And I was waiting for that before I blasted it out, that everyone saw it.
Oh, I know from the Caribbean Heritage Month Award last year, we have, like, roughly 300 people that I think I sent it to you once. In Lota. Do you want me to resend that to you? Or
Are you talking about the list? I think you sent me that list already.
Is it that spreadsheet?
That spreadsheet.
Is it the same thing?
Yes. It's a spreadsheet that I got from Mike, and it was
perfect.
Okay. So I'll just email this to everyone. But.
Yep. Thank you.
I can't hear you.
The wards.
Check it out.
Okay. Okay, add ward and volunteer. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Comment you had to make about the high profile people since they're no
close. Will not be able to make it.
A couple of times, the council rep.
Yeah, but I spoke to him one on one. He said he's going to come, but we still have to send him home.
Yeah, right. But just to be good, you
Brandon?
Know.
Probably Brandon Todd.
The ANC folks that are up there. You know, from that side, it also helps the business owners invite these people out.
I'll also invite some folks from Ward 8 because, you know, Sherlyn and I are in the same ward. ANC reps and council
you know
member.
What? That's the kind of thing that DM Courtney would come to, Courtney Snowden would come to some other time.
I mean, there's no
Courtney.
Harm in extending the invitation to our network. We have such a vast network. We should extend the invitation, and who can make it will make it, and that's great. And who can't, I mean, we still have two events later for the fiscal year.
And folks,
but I think we
should
extend the invite.
It's 3 hours. Somebody can drop by for 5 minutes, come in and say hi and leave.
Okay.
That's not a big request. 5 minutes to come in and say hi and leave. That's not a big request.
Okay.
So there should be one central email list.
Yeah.
For blasting purposes.
The 25th.
So who's going to take charge?
It's too late to switch
out the blast.
At this point.
But I'm just saying individually we can send out emails and I can send out like a...
Yeah, I did. And we talked to... Larissa, could you explain to Charlotte?
Together, right? Or is it like a panic operation. Well, we talked about it and I think as a group we just decided we thought it might be best just to move forward.
I'm assuming everyone's okay
with this. Because we have two other events that we need to start working on, and the thought was rather than push this back to move forward with the event as planned, because this is the second, third, fourth time we switched the date. And we have already, you know, because previous to your email going out to Mike, we, you know, secured the venue, secured the band, and I think we just felt like it'd be too problematic to
we might
to reschedule.
Lose
some. So somebody just out in the news.
What I was thinking, while it would be great to have Mocha representation or the mayor, you know, it is showcasing the commissioners.
Right.
You know, it's our meet and greet. You know, so the community knows we're there. We would love to have all those amazing people and those movers and shakers involved. But what if they're never available?
Right.
We just keep waiting.
I mean, they'll definitely be at the bigger ones, but for this, we just need to get it together.
Yeah, for this one, it's just an introduction to the commission of the commissioners to the outside world.
It's still at Pitch Tavern?
At the Pitch Tavern, right.
In Charlotte, because it's already February, you know, we're...
It's 2 weeks from now.
Well, yeah, I mean, the fiscal year, we're like halfway through the fiscal year. I mean, I think it's so critical that we just move forward with the meet and greet just to say, just to engage a community and let them know that this is your commission.
For 6 months, since September of last year.
And we've been pushing this back since the commission formed.
Right.
Been talking about
since October,
this for
November.
Sometimes you just got to do
and
this.
And there is really no time that's going to be quite ideal. But I'm hoping that out of the three events, the mayor and other officials will be able to attend
the other two.
The
Caribbean
American
Heritage
Awards
Month
or the Music Fest.
And the Music Fest.
Can I chime in on?
Yes, please.
Yeah.
We talked about the donations.
Right, yeah, we talked about it earlier.
Yes. So I have a donation form, and Sherland is going to work with the owner of the restaurant to make sure that, you know, we get that signed. And, you know, Ursula is working with the entertainment, and Ursula will make sure that the entertainment is able to sign that donation agreement.
Okay. And can you guys just be in, like, constant communication with me about that? Because
of course
I have to put the application through on your behalf.
Okay.
Put things.
Okay.
Okay. Wow.
So
what
you need
information
it
do you
later?
Need from?
Yeah. Like
I thought we could just give it to them like at the event, but
yeah.
I can send them the link, and then they could send it back to me.
If you, yeah.
I have an attachment. She might be better.
So sorry. How does that work, Charlotte? With
right.
So
Volca?
You have to do any space that's being donated or anything that's being donated to any, you know, commissioners, council, government, whatever. It all has to go through donations management.
Right.
So we just need to know the dollar amount or the value of it so that we can start the process and get it approved.
Okay.
It'll be on the form.
How long does that process take?
Well, but what I'm wondering is, so we're able to communicate with the vendor, or does Mocha communicate to the vendor?
No, we get the information and pass it on to
them. Gotcha.
If you could just loop me in. That would be great. Like every step of the way, CC me on an email, whatever. I just need to know every step of the way if it comes down to donation.
How long does that process take?
I don't know exactly for sure. But I can find out tomorrow.
Can we get your signatures by tomorrow?
Can you guys work together?
No.
By Sunday, Monday?
Well, let's not say no until we've tried.
Well, as soon as you guys are able to.
No,
wait.
Are you having a hard
time? Michael,
and Charlotte, you need the signature before you can move forward.
We schedule himself.
Do you
to
need
get
the signatures?
And there's no guarantee that
on the donation form.
Who is the donation form coming from? It's coming from
the Pitch Tavern.
Okay.
And Ross, the band.
Okay.
You know, Charlotte, I just recently sent out an email to the commission just to kind of highlight some of the things that, you know, we need to move forward. I'll shoot you an email just to kind of loop you in with that.
Okay. And I'm not here to get in everyone's business.
Right.
I appreciate it because we all want to follow
the
proper protocol. To,
yeah.
And
we want to be ethical.
And Ursula, thank
yeah.
you so much.
So they could just take
signatures.
A photo of the... Of the form and send it, text it to me or email it to me or something like
that's
that.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Or if you could just give me values, like the
yeah.
how much would that space
the
have
dollar
cost?
Value.
Oh, okay. How much would that band
so for
have
example,
cost? Oh, okay.
So for example, it's $200 per hour. $200 per hour. And how much?
Yeah.
Rather, how much you guys would cost for such an event and do the course?
Yeah.
So
you
said it was $200. We're gonna be
per hour.
Hour.
$600.
Yeah, we do as well.
And then, Laz, how much do we guys charge for such an event?
Year,
I don't know.
Yeah.
So, if I text them that, I don't need
what
to send them
process?
The form.
Let's find out. Let's put it out there to Charlotte.
I can at least get the ball rolling for the sake of time.
Okay.
Thank
yeah.
you, Charlotte.
Yeah.
See, I'm not worried about any of this. It's just the timeliness, and I want to make sure now that, you know, Charlotte is here and working on our behalf, we can.
Okay, so who's going to get back with Charlotte? Is it Charlotte or is it Lou Larissa? Larissa will be the point person to get back with Charlotte on the information. Or Charlotte. Okay, so Charlotte will send information on the Pitch Tavern to Charlotte. If you can just copy us.
And right now, Ursula is looking to see if she can get a quote from Raz. At least she can share the quote with Charlotte, and then we'll do the paperwork as soon as we can.
Okay.
Right. Okay. Okay. And Charlotte, we talked about earlier business cards, and that's I'm about to send an email tomorrow, kind of formally requesting business cards. I know I got a text message from Lamont Akins that either you're okay to get business cards. So, and I think I sent you the information of everyone.
Yeah.
But so what I'm going to do is just send you the email their email addresses, their telephone number, as well as our Facebook page,
Thanks.
Priscilla, mm-hmm. on the web page, and I think that's it, right?
Business cards, it should go through Moda.
So you want to?
So I guess
it's not you.
We'll take the information and give it to Moda. I know that we're in the process of ordering business cards for our office.
Okay.
So yeah, if it doesn't, I'll just submit it with what we already have in place for our smokers.
Okay. Okay.
So, would you like me to submit that to Charlotte?
You can submit to Charlotte. So, Larissa will submit business cards.
Because some of the email addresses weren't correct.
I fixed it. I noticed that. So, Larissa will send email addresses, telephone number, as well as the Facebook page link. And as far as the step and repeat, again, you know, in talking with Lamont Akins, we are going to be getting that. And he was looking for logo. And I think Charlotte will send that to Charlotte, our logo, our artwork for the step and repeat.
File size. I already sent you the logo. So do you need the design from my side or you guys want to do it?
The design from, unless you want someone like maybe comms to do it.
That takes.
If you all have something ready.
I have the logo, which I sent you.
Yeah. Well, you gave me three. Do you know exactly which one you're going to go with?
I'll send it.
Okay. All right.
That's good enough?
Just the one that we're going to be using. Not
what
the
else is going to be on the step and repeat?
Charlotte.
We are DC.
Okay.
Mocha has a logo? You guys have a logo?
Yeah.
So that's, we are DC and all.
He just sent me an email with that information.
We are DC and local.
Oh. I think
that's it for the meet and greet?
No, one question.
Oh, sorry.
you guys have a photographer?
Oh.
He wants to.
So we need to get that person's fees per hour.
Yeah.
They're going to donate their time.
Can the city provide us with a photographer, Charlotte? Or
somebody.
They don't do those things?
I can ask somebody.
At the end of the day, I have a camera. I can take photos, but I'm not a professional photographer. So it depends, like, what type of photos you're going to take. I have a really nice camera that takes really great photos.
Okay.
I'm not a professional photographer. What do you mean?
Step and repeat, talking.
I don't know what it looks like to have a commissioner doing that, but I should be meeting and greeting, but
I mean, I can ask
whatever we need, yeah.
Photographs.
I'm just saying, I'm the last resort.
Okay. Let me
thank you. Yeah.
So I guess we're finished with the...
If person doesn't work out, then I've got more than three persons we can ask.
I hate to repeat myself. So, Sherilyn, as you get this person, we
should
get their quote per hour.
You know what?
So
I'm not going
to.
Okay.
Sorry.
When y'all do what you're doing,
sorry about that.
And the audiovisual part on the screens.
So, and that's why, because I wanted to work with you on it, because I'm not too familiar with the AV stuff, but I know that Pitch has several screens throughout the facility. And so we were thinking, Sherilyn and I were throwing around the idea of like creating like a CD or where we could
loop
images throughout the night. What those images would be, your messages would be, we can.
So I'll work with him on that. We just have to find out if it's coming through HDMI or CD.
Right.
Are they pulling it down?
But not only that, but to produce.
Yeah, that's a.
So you want to do that?
Yeah, we can work on
that.
Carnival just finished,
right? Yeah.
No.
Five hours to be exact.
I mean, you guys can have free reign to come up with whatever creative thing you want to do. I just want to make sure that we have something on the show that's kind of looping throughout the night.
Send a bill over to this community.
And more questions on the meet and greet?
Commissioner Sherlin, if you want to send a bill, send it to Mocha.
Okay, now that we are finished. Oh. 6 to 9, right? 6 to 9?
It's 6 to 9.
Right.
So, now again, because we're so, since we're so pressed for time, I'm going to be, I think we have to be really, really aggressive.
Right.
So please don't think I'm overstepping and pushing. It's just for us to have a really nice event, I really want to make sure that we tackle a lot of these items sooner than later.
Okay.
All right.
So the next item on the agenda is the Caribbean American Heritage Month Awards at Overland. Can give us an update. Lee can give us an update on that. Hey, Lee.
Okay.
Right on time. Always on time.
essentially, so as we discussed on the call previous,
right.
So for the meet and greet, we're having it at Frequent was last year back in June. Correct, yeah. Arts and Commission.
Love it.
And yeah, so the thing about having it there, as I said in the previous, was that allows us efficient egress, allows us to be able to load, unload, do what we have to do, also kind of contain security as well, kind of monitor that the obviously is going here and going out. It allows for setup for reception area, but also We thought that was kind of a great location, so we thought we should do that. The other piece is that we're going to be thinking to last year in terms of sponsorship for the food, so we are currently looking for sponsorship food. So if you know of anybody that you could point us to and direct us to, we'd be grateful for that information. Because we want to get involved in now and kind of on the heels of the retreat.
So. You don't have a budget for this awards?
So we're going to do that in terms of food. In terms of the entertainment, we are still open to, we want to do the steel can event, but also have another couple performances that will be at Viking Sing. So we're still kind of feeling next out. The other piece for the other than the entertainment, we're looking for a host. Unfortunately, the host last year may not be available. Can I be clipped?
No.
No.
So we're all discussing that currently right now. Also, in terms of date, down the same week that we're having.
And that date is the...
So it's the Thursday before...
That's the 16th? What day is that? 16th of June?
June 16th.
This is for the festival or the heritage?
The heritage month.
Okay.
And the time is at... What time?
6 de la tarde.
I don't think that's been...
So again? We haven't decided the exact time.
Oh, you haven't decided yet?
Yeah.
Okay.
But what we want to do, though, is make sure that we can make sure that the mayor will be able to be there.
Charles, when's the deadline for submitting a request for the mayor to...
That's not really a deadline, but the sooner I have a date, we can look at our calendar, the better. Because we've, as Mocha agencies, we've already selected our dates for
her. Right.
So now it just all comes down to if she's available that date and at that time.
Okay. So
one thing One thing that I think we discussed either on the phone call or after was to start planning things so that the mayor kick off the event. And I'm wondering, based on the mayor's calendar, because that has to be fluid, if we have a 3-hour time frame, can we set up that whenever mayor gets there, the mayor gets the floor without having to literally pigeon her into a time frame within the calendar, within the schedule? Because what happened last year is it wasn't her fault. There was a delay and there were some traffic issues. And so we ended up trying to do things to stretch, and because we didn't want to start the program without her. I said we, we had the people dancing more, the dancers came on. So can we be flexible on the program that the program can start? We can do, there's a lot we can do before she gets there, maybe to give the awards or whatever. So let's not pigeon her into a time, at least saying this is the time frame of the award. Let's see when she's available. Even then, Mia could be available at 6, but something happened and she doesn't come until 9. So we have to remain somewhat flexible with that. So, Charlie, am I speaking out of turn as far as that is concerned?
So to comment, to further Leanne's comment, I don't think you saw the email. So as an update, we did a dashboard. And the first two items is a venue allocation and securing the mayor's presence. So those two things by Friday. Seeing that we kind of package in that week together with a music festival, and it's only 2 days apart. So for us, in terms of executing and in terms of sponsorship, and yes, having one level playing field in sync.
Okay.
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 Yeah, I'm very. No, if not, just let me know.
Okay.
So you said the date may change from the 16th?
No, I'm saying in the dashboard that I created, we have a status given until Friday to get some feedback as to the venue. We haven't signed any contracts, it's not booking. Just want to use it, right? So we have to see if it's available for that day.
I love the venue.
And then try to secure it, and then also we need to make a request to the mayor. Friday to the
Okay, so it's going to be the 16th of June, and you know the event is going to start at your guesstimating from 6 to 9, late, from 6 to 9, the event on the 16th of June.
Right.
And hopefully we will request that the mayor gets show up about, what, 7 o'clock or so, 7:30?
That can be.
But like
no,
what
no,
said,
earlier.
Like what Willier said, Michael.
We would request it to be earlier because if she has to push it back.
Right.
It was within that time frame.
Well, I'll tell you what happened last year. It supposed to start at 6 to 9 last year, and the mayor showed up at like 5:50, and there was absolutely no one available. So she literally left, went someplace else, and then came back.
Oh, I didn't know.
Yes.
5:50?
Yes, she came right. She was sitting in her SUV outside. Right. And she literally went someplace else and then come back. So the thing is, maybe even if we start at 6 o'clock, we may not want her to come until 7 o'clock. Because, again, you know, my Caribbean folks are always late. So
I think with that, at some point in that week, you'll have a good understanding of what time she's available.
Right.
And you can tweak the programming.
Okay, and that's fine too.
Another one, the committee, Leanne, and I didn't see my name on it, so I had to like literally push myself on it. You remember initially when we were doing this, I said I'd like to be on the committee, and obviously I wasn't.
For the Heritage Awards?
Uh-huh. And I
was. For the meet and greet?
No, for the Heritage Awards.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So as far as the location is concerned, I think we need to reserve that location. Have you reached out to Angie Gates or...
Not as yet, but I can definitely do that tomorrow.
Okay. And do you have her contact information? I can send that to you. Okay. And how many people are on the committees? Sherlyn, Lee, and Michael?
Right now, it is Sherlyn, Roger, myself, Abby, and Michael.
Okay. And... just going by what you wrote the last time, Lee, I think there's going to be like 5 or 6 categories, 5 or 6 awards. Now, do you know what categories those awards are?
So, actually, just for excellence.
Okay.
Within the community.
Okay.
So, we're asking for submissions.
Okay. Right. So you're not going to create a category like a business award or a humanitarian award or in kind of.
Yes, yes, but we haven't gotten there yet.
Okay, okay. So that's something that.
You see education, you see. When you look at it.
Okay.
I got the dashboard with you too.
Right, okay.
And.
Okay. All right.
And as far as, I imagine there's going to be a selection committee. Have you decided who's going to be on that selection?
The same
group. Okay, okay. And in terms of criteria for the award, I guess, excellent, right? Okay, now as far as entertainment is concerned, you mentioned the steel pan as well as. Now, for that one, I think Jamila went to the D.C. Arts and Humanities Commission. And do you have their contact information?
We
do. Okay, perfect. And the length of the program is going to be from?
We're looking at 2 hours.
Okay.
So, try to stay within the 2 hours.
Okay. So, theoretically, if it starts at 6 o'clock, then we'll do a few things until, say, guessing 7 o'clock. Then the mayor comes at 7 to 7:30, and then we continue the event reception. Okay, got it. So the master ceremony, you say,
we haven't had that.
And doing chairs, and I guess you work with the logistics.
The site has all those
right things.
So.
Yeah. Now, as far as
get to all of that nitty gritty, just you know, because
it's on the dashboard.
In the initial phase,
yeah.
Right.
The initial phase of planning, I guess the most important thing now, I think, is just to pin down the location and the mayor's schedule,
right?
That's important.
Okay, and as far as the cost of item, I think Charlotte said earlier, if we get there's a form that we need to fill out, you know, if we're looking for donation, you know, so that's.
Yeah.
Get those forms. Okay.
So to comment on that, because we keep going back on the forms. We have the forms, and also with Larissa, we created a Google Docs. There's like 5 or 6 folders for different events and for all things we're doing, invoices, contracts. So you can go in there and go input. So I'll send the login and the password for you guys. We have one central platform instead of.
I appreciate that.
Yeah. So.
Now, as far as saving the dates, do you have a deadline for that?
Well, the deadline was just at the same time that we do the secret event.
Okay.
So, I'm gonna say on Monday.
I mean, it would be nice to have the venue secured by the time we do the meet and greet.
Of course.
Right.
Yes.
That's true. For your comments, I think like we talked about it earlier. If we can, I might be able to get some flyers donated. That's probably big for it. Just to
nice.
Have two upcoming events,
yes.
And then we can have flyers around with the music event and awards.
Yep.
So can I just say, and one of the things I added in my list is that when we have that CD reel and whatever is going to be playing, I think it's an opportunity to kind of promote the Caribbean
yep.
Heritage Awards and, you know, the Music Fest and
mm-hmm.
just, I think it's a nice opportunity to do promotion. Not just plugging in photos, but those type of
yep.
things as well.
I know that we were all talking about the Music Festival, which will be 2 days later after the Calm Awards.
Can you wait until we finish with the...
No, because it's tying in with the fact that they're going to use the meet and greet to put on their scrolling device about the upcoming music award. The music award that's going to be 2 days after the meet and greet, after the Calm Award, I think you should push that back because Grace Jerk Festival is going to be on the 19th of June. You get more bang for your buck if you have the Grace Festival and you can go there and give flyers out for the music award. It's going to be the day before the Grace Festival.
Well,
Can we table that?
We're not finished with the award ceremony.
No, we're going back to the award ceremony. We are going back to the award ceremony. But it's just that it's a more popular event than or music festival.
Well,
that we're having.
It's not a more popular event because this is the first time they're doing it.
No, not in any way.
And
close.
When you say music awards, you mean
and then it makes for a Caribbean
music
weekend. It gives somebody, if somebody wants to come into town for that weekend, it gives them something to do for the Saturday and the Sunday.
It's not just the DC or the DMV area that people accommodate people from all.
Right, and that's why I'm saying having the music festival on the same weekend with the Jerk Festival does not kill it. It creates a reason for somebody to come for the weekend because then they have the Caribbean Festival, and they have the Jerk Festival, all in the same weekend.
Mm-hmm. And the
instead of asking them, you're trying to get them to come for the Jerk Festival one weekend and then come back another weekend.
I agree.
I mean, I have people coming in town for that weekend and capitalizing on the fact that they're coming for one and could do the other.
Now, to reserve the space, Charlotte, do we need to go through Mocha or can we just contact Entergates and company directly?
Yeah, just for space reservation, you could do it on your own.
You can do it on your own.
The only time it'll come through Mocha is when there's money or donations or sponsorships involved.
Okay.
Now, here's the key thing, though. When we use up this space, especially for Arts and Humanities or the Pavilion, they're going to want you to fill out a form that have insurance and those things attached to it. So because of that, do we have to do Mocha?
You guys don't have your own insurance?
Mike, you're not
on. So with insurance.
No. I'm telling you, I've used the Pavilion. We use the Pavilion. They're asking, if you're bringing people in, there's a lot of questions to ask.
We talked about that.
No, we don't.
One of the things that came up, which is going back to the whole, I think that, being with Charlotte, Lafayette, all that stuff needs to be clarified because when we met with them, there's a cost to it. And it may be an internal cost that departments take money out of departments' budget for that, but that doesn't really have to do with us. It has to do with how is that be saying that if this venue is $10,000, how is it allocated out of the budget?
And no, here's the key thing. There's no cost. Like, I've done events there, and I know there are some of the people that work there. The cost is not a question of cost as far as paying. We are a city entities. But if we were just us commissioners doing it, there would be no problem. But the fact that you're inviting the public, when the public is there, if something happened to a band, somebody to a public...
Well, I understand there is a minimum insurance requirement, which they already specified in the agreement.
Right.
However, even if there's no cost to us, there is a cost. Events DC is running that venue now.
Right.
Oh, Events DC is running it, not us?
So
I'm stepping back.
Yeah. Right. So there's a procurement process somewhere involved internally, even though it may be a city venue.
So I didn't know that. I thought it was our event, and so therefore, if it's our event,
it is. Why did you do it at the Pavilion or the Rice Center?
No. Here's the good thing. You just told me if it's even DC, it's even DC and MACA. So even DC will carry the brunt of the insurance.
No. Even DC is managing the venue, the Pavilion.
Right.
We're not doing it with events.
We're saying the same thing though. Even when I was doing it, see, the Pavilion was either managed by DEMPED or even DC. Either way, when you're the one using the event, they want you then, if you're bringing external people to it, then you're responsible for the people you bring in. I'm just saying, be mindful of that.
No, we understand the insurance certification. That's spelled out in the agreement what the minimums are. My point is, the venue is not free. There is a cost attached to it. How that cost is allocated goes back to how we can access.
No, the event is free for us. As a member of the District of Columbia, the space is
free. That's not what we got from the paper.
Which is interesting. So the event, I've used it before. The event is, if you do it from the point of view of DC government, DC, and it's a DC event, it should be free. Now,
we'll get back to that. Let's
okay.
So it's a type of event. We're doing a live event concert. So It's a festival.
Ah, okay.
So the whole gamita with a 360 deal,
okay,
it requires certain than if you're doing a government smaller okay. events.
Okay.
So just get back to
sorry.
So yeah. Do we, as far as the insurance is concerned, Charles, is that you'll take care of that or others that
I was about
looking?
To comment on insurance. What we were told is that seeing that we're a government agency, government's already insured. We may not have to provide insurance. Okay?
Okay.
So
well
within
you're not really an agency, though. I think right. that's, so that's what
well,
I'm going to get
paying.
Clarity
Mocha's
for.
Not paying them, right? Out of our budget.
Let me just get clarification on
no, I am. Because I told the guy, I said I'll loop you in. Actually, that's why I came in. I told you that, right?
Yeah.
Okay, right. So that's where we are right now.
Oh, we're saying the same thing. We're saying the same thing.
No, at least even CC told us, government agency, what we're doing, we don't need insurance. But I told him I need to clarify it. So I'll
okay.
loop him in with Charlie.
We're saying the same thing then. We are clear. To me, the fact that Mocha is looped in just to provide that
no,
buffer for us.
Mocha is paying, so we have to be looped.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And just a couple of questions. So we also need, I think, volunteers to set up and clean up. Have we identified anyone? No. Right.
Way down the road. Right.
That's
the
secure space. Right.
Blank canvas.
Right. Okay.
Pretty much a blank
right.
canvas. The first two items,
right.
secure the space, get them in.
Good.
Then there's other
okay.
things.
And the other reason I pose this question is,
you
know,
I know, you have your...
Just so that these liquor details are not left out.
Yeah.
Of
yeah, just check it.
Okay, so I guess we are finished with that. So
I have a question to ask, and there is a reason. How many people are in the festival committee?
Three of us.
Do you want to join, Willer?
No, because I don't know anything about festival. I think... I'm better off in the award ceremony because I know something about award. I know anything about festival. I just I'm not in the festival right now, am I?
Let me jump out. You can take my spot.
No. I can
awards.
On the awards, yeah. I go in the awards, yeah.
So
actually, why are you leaving? Because of me? You need it.
So I'll give Charlotte the floor to talk about the Maka Festival.
So the festival is pretty much on the same timeline. We secured a soft booking of the venue.
Date is the
18th.
It's Saturday,
yeah. Yeah, Saturday. Same thing that's in your
and the
proposal.
Time? Okay, go please.
Time
go.
We have 12 to 9, 12 to 10 in between there. Our loading starts at 7 a.m.
So, yeah, we have access.
Yeah, from 7 to 10.
Midnight.
The
event has to stop at 10, but we have till midnight.
To get out.
Yeah.
And the location is a pavilion.
Rise.
Okay.
Great spot.
Now, as far as facility, the cost of that, can you give us like a breakdown as to?
That is, those numbers will move day by day. So what we sent in the proposal, those are just general.
Right.
She has to send a new proposal for us because. Roger and I sat with her earlier. Some of the things, looking at the budget she gave us initially,
right.
we can do because of the people Roger knows or I know or
right.
Chris, we can get it at a lower price.
Okay.
So there's still a lot of movement those items that changes.
In terms of the facilities?
Facilities, like
well,
they have certain MPD offices that have to be outside.
Okay.
And there's an outside security agency. We used to the festival, but they are pretty much a vendor now for the city because they showcase and service a lot of cities.
Okay.
LGC.
Okay.
And then, you know, Porta Potty.
Right.
A company in Southeast that I use, but they use them too. So
okay.
Yeah.
So just things like that, and there's some other things that they had in that were standard, but didn't apply to us.
Yeah.
So we didn't need to.
Got
that
it.
So I have to take it out. As of
Friday, so.
Okay. Okay. Did you get a sense as how much of that?
So, yeah. From the proposal, it was 21,000? 20,000?
Right.
21,000, give or take. So, ideally, we want to get it down to around 15,000.
Okay. And this facility is managed by Events DC?
Yeah, in the last month and a half.
Okay.
Yeah,
just
then
over.
Before, to your point.
No, the
just
Rice Center, which we have a little issue with, which is, you know, where
the building.
Yeah.
The building.
Right, the building. There is a booking between 12 and 2. And we need that space all day. So,
on Saturday?
On the Saturday.
Okay.
Or you need the rice itself?
Yeah, we do. We need for our production office and also for holding for the artists and so forth, so forth. The green room, so to speak.
Yeah, the green room.
You need the entire building?
Yeah, the two rooms on the main floor.
And those two rooms are taken?
And maybe one floor below. Maybe. We still to decide that. Trying to figure that out. Yeah, trying to figure that out. So there's a conflict between 12 and 2.
Yeah. Okay.
So the guy at James at Dempet said he was trying to get to the vendor to see if he can move to another place.
Okay.
So we're working on that. So
okay.
That's the status in the past. That's so pretty much, yeah, that's where we are.
Yeah, and the only other thing, which is a pressing question that we have, which I guess is going back to the whole money piece, now that we locked in the venue, we have to start looking at talent, you know, local and beyond, bring it to a certain level. It comes back to how do we go through the decision?
What can we do?
And how do we do? Artists, contract, anything dealing with money, some parts of it I understand go to multiple. How do we, step by step, you know, do we get an agreement in place, get it to you guys, get it back to us? Certain artists need deposits by certain. So the whole prospect of how those transactions occur in a normal sense, meaning outside of the government agency versus the way we're set up now, will help us put those things in place far enough in advance so we can start doing the marketing and promoting piece. So if we can get that understanding clear, then we can figure out how to move forward with that, which is the next meeting.
Okay. And that is something that we're working on. However, I'm not sure if you guys are all aware, the mayor announced this morning about opening the temporary shelter.
Right. Yep.
So when she makes big announcements like that, especially when it falls into her initiatives, the world stops, and that's what we can do. Literally. So, everyone, regardless of job title, is focused on that right now.
All hands on deck?
And it's all hands on deck. We probably won't get in the clear of that for another, even though the meeting is on Thursday, the dust won't settle until a week from then because you got to be closed at reports and et cetera, et cetera. So it is on Sharon Lamont in my forecast, but unfortunately the... So
what I propose is that we get soft bookings, which this environment probably wouldn't work because it's good. So I guess because of relationships, maybe we can get a contract with a promissory note for a 30-60 day period. And that gives you enough time to between 60 days maybe.
And even still, if you all know you have a $75,000
budget
to work with.
Yeah.
However, because of the hearing that's taking place tomorrow, I spoke to Lamont today and he was like, well, nothing's been approved yet. So
we can't reach out to you.
I will wait until after the hearing's over.
Okay.
Honestly. Yeah.
Which means next
week. After the testimony
tomorrow. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then we got to get through homelessness. Yeah.
So kind of back to the facilities. So Roger and Sherlyn, everything will be finalized on the facility within a week time. So once that occurs, we send everything in to you guys to kind of look and review and all that good stuff. Okay. Okay.
Yeah, I think that the venue is...
No, it's an enclosed area, correct? Or does that work?
Enclosed by a big gate. Yeah, there's a big gate.
We still have to do some fencing, so that's another item.
Is that...
We have to get and come and measure it and then get a price point. And
okay.
So where's the fencing going to go?
Front part. And when you come in the gate? So from the gate to...
The driveway in, you're going to black that up?
Yeah. So there's going to be one entrance, which is going to be around by the Congress Heights train station.
Oh!
And then for vehicles, people can come in... But
behind the rise.
...through a checkpoint.
And they can park behind the rise.
Right.
Okay.
So you need to have 200 spaces there, some back.
Wow.
And you get access.
So we need the security purposes, everyone needs, we need a checkpoint. That's where the gate comes in, so you can steer people to one place and look through their bag and go inside. So long fence or someone like that would come out, measure, give us a quote, which we then would come and bring back.
And that's a part of the facility cost, right?
No.
That's a separate entity? Okay.
I understand why you have to have that fence. Trust me, I do. I can see it.
Can't
Can we get a layout, CAD file, PDF file?
We already have
of,
I think I sent it. Of the venue? Venue map? We have a venue map and we have the entire campus map.
Exactly. We have the whole campus, but we can get the venue map.
So that will be part of our final proposal once we finish everything. The venue map will be...
I can start doing the layout.
You can?
Yeah.
Okay. Unless we're looking for rendering.
So security is going to be part of the facility cost, right?
Yeah.
The facility. And the bathroom is going to be part of the facility.
We're going to that. We have to go to that. To
Rise
to the walkthrough. Just to see the flow. You should check it.
Rise Center has bathrooms there.
Right.
We also need some photo parties outside.
Got it. Now, in terms of cleanup crew, setting up crew, is that
as part of the fee we have to
facilitate?
We have to use them or we can bring someone. That's one of the items.
Yeah,
yeah,
it's really what works.
Saturday, like 295.
Okay.
For that area where, I mean, they clean the streets anyway.
Okay.
A separate contract to either have them come on, say that they don't, like spend the hours, right. And it helps the Main Street program that's there that cleans up the area.
Okay. So as far as entertainment is concerned, I know, are we going to be get a production company to contract with someone to bring in the entertainment, or we're going to do that ourselves?
Two different things. The production originality and Chris were working on.
Okay.
We haven't decided. We're still looking at the price points. Chris got a good quote. Roger got a quote.
Okay.
And so we look at the different people that we work with and see if we get the best price points. In terms of entertainment, come back to the same point. We kind of have to wait on that. But our scope is to do, I would say, 60-65% local bands.
Okay.
Local bands. Right. And then some that will give us a projection. Because we wanted to make it to a destination event.
Right, okay.
So come in and, because we don't want it to be like a
local opener.
We have to.
Your local opener.
Headline.
Yeah. A couple. Depends on how
we move the bands will fall under the production company.
No, that's the production. That's talent. Under talent.
There's production, there's talent.
There's stage lighting.
Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry, it's upstairs. On stage.
We produce in the event.
So we subcontract to someone. So in
so the production, okay.
National events?
National events.
National, who we work with.
Yeah.
You know, he got a good quote. I usually work with BT Event Productions.
Okay.
So we can go through. I'm leaning towards BT because we want the event to be covered.
Okay.
So we can offer a package.
Okay.
And then we have Fader Magazines out in New York. So as media partners, so that's some of the things we're looking at.
And
we still have to run the numbers to see what.
And as far as the bands are concerned, are we talking like live band, DJs?
Live band, DJs.
A combination.
Dancers.
Okay.
You know, like DC Casaneros.
Dancers?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And DC Casaneros are Cuban, so we also want to make it as diverse as possible.
Okay. Is there going to be a stage or?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think that we need to have a deal with is that once we have these leads finalized, we need to contact like, not only the Northeast, but like Destination DC.
They'll be partners.
Okay. Yeah, I just want to put it on their calendar.
Yeah.
So that, you know, when I go and I look up anything for DC.
Yeah. That would be part of the Destination DC. Yeah.
No. In terms of vendors, I imagine we left food there. So how does that work? Are we...
looking at as to comment on, let's take a look further on Chris's point. We want to do at least less but more quality.
Okay.
At least like 15 vendors.
15 vendors, okay.
Wow. Yeah, because we have, 15 but quality vendors instead of like...
Yeah, we're not just opening it up to any vendor.
Yeah,
but when you say 15, 15 sounds like a lot. I was like, whoa.
He said 15.
Yeah.
Okay.
We also have craft and merchandise and so on.
Craft, okay.
It's like a two festival.
So the 15 is
or total craft,
so
everything.
You know what?
What we have to do, we have to do a walkthrough on the side that where we're going to put the vendors to see how much 10 by 10 tents we can do. And then we can book the numbers that way.
Oh, I also don't know if you guys have someone for like tents, tables, and everything, but I have a great company that's like a startup that does tents, tables, anything you need, and they set it up.
So
high tops, everything.
We put it. So we have a dashboard for our event too.
Okay.
So we have all the production companies and tables and logistics,
mm-hmm.
and then we look at the numbers and we go back and forth and yeah, come to a decision.
So send that to us.
And
sure.
We plug it in.
No.
So when we're looking,
Commissioner Ishida has a question, and I forgot.
Sure.
You should ask it. The 15 vendors, are they all food?
So this is what I was saying.
Right.
It could be a combination.
Okay.
But when we look at the space,
because
when we went there, it was snow.
Combination.
Snow.
Of what?
Yeah.
So we have to do a walkthrough to see how many beers and temperature.
Oh,
no.
Yeah.
But we're craft, merchandise, art.
Some vendors, though, like let's say it's jewelry, they probably need a very small space.
Right.
So,
yeah.
You know, some of them could be
so
very...
So we do the layout.
Once
yeah.
we do the layout, we know what we can
okay.
outfit it.
So the space pretty much determines that.
But there are two reasons why I would not say I would not join the committee, because you guys have this thing. I'm a neophyte, right? But as far because of the space, I know the space really well. If I can be of service to you and come with you for the walkthrough,
sure.
I'll be more than happy to be part of it this way. And also,
sure.
I'm traveling the day after the event. I don't want to have to be there until 10 o'clock at night when I'm traveling at 6 o'clock on the 19th. So, yeah.
Now, as far as the vendors is concerned, do you have an idea as to where the... Oh, I'm sorry.
Probably we are going to... Well, I don't know, but in regards to the vendors, they're paying for space at
right.
the event, correct? So where does that money go?
That was good. That's where I'm going.
That goes back to the whole idea of how we... And
the money that we process, where does it go to?
Okay.
So the day of and before, because the vendors have to be before.
Right.
How do we process that online?
Okay.
So we have a form, a vendor form.
Okay.
And then the payment part is a tricky part. Where does the payment go to?
Generally,
we can do a PayPal.
That's, and it goes to some entity.
Yeah. Where does it go to? How we process it?
Right. All of
So we have the form.
Okay, so we're going to be cut. Okay.
Also, you all need any special licensing if you have someone selling adult beverages?
Permits.
Yeah, if you go to Avro, you got to put up a beer garden.
Yeah.
You go
to
permit in process.
Yeah.
No, we're contracting
someone. Okay.
But there's going to be alcohol there.
So we're going to be selling liquor.
Yeah.
Is that just beer or like art liquors,
so
like rum punch?
Do we need the liquor license, or
does the vendor
need
the license?
They usually have one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But we have to get a 1 day.
Yeah, 1 day.
Okay.
Get a 1 day.
The vendor, we need somebody with a manager's license.
No, even DC has the.
They already
have the
license.
So we're good with that. But I think there's some.
Yeah, the vendor should come with a license.
They have a manager's license.
So I guess we don't need one.
Mike.
Right.
Oh. What is beer or
rum punch?
So
specifically rum punch. We know what he wants.
Let's just get him a little rum punch.
Yeah, rum punch. But also, are you familiar with the venue? Remember the little?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
So on top of that, we had Chris and I and Roger talked about rum and food festival, which is a little popular, but more of a high end thing. Maybe we want to do a smaller version of that on top of there, but that's like a
VIP.
I don't want to say VIP. So I'm going to
not go VIP, please.
I knew exactly where it was going.
The taste makers were going to be. You know, if you tell the public we have VIP, then someone's
going to. Oh no, that's going to be a turn off.
It should be like an invite only space.
Which it is. So we have to be sold. Also, we want some rum tasting and some.
Got it.
Between rum.
In another area.
In the same incline, yeah.
Okay. So there's a Charlotte,
is there a fee to get into
that was good my next question.
No, but you have to register by email, but we need to build that relationship and pay the
do you think we should charge $5?
No, because if we don't charge we could get on the radio. You can use a lot of free advertising like when
it's
you don't charge
event.
And it's like community.
But we also guarantee getting a lot more people that way, so we can
mm-hmm.
upsell on the alcohol.
Sherlyn, I agree with Sherlyn as far as the registration. By people going to Eventbrite, it makes it a destination.
Yeah.
And also that's how we build our
database.
We
okay.
have to do that.
So we're looking at 5,000
yeah.
people.
How much?
And you think all of them will go to Eventbrite?
If 50% go to Eventbrite,
okay,
that's 2,500 names you
okay
don't have right now.
But once the program is strong, which we intend for it to be,
right?
I like that.
They'll go. Okay.
So I assume that when they go in, they're going to have to go through
security.
So is there a way that we could capture the information if they don't? If they haven't gone through Eventbrite?
Can we? That's more logistic. If we find
a scanner.
I'm just talking out loud, so
we didn't pick up you on a bottleneck either.
Yeah,
that would cause a bottleneck.
So we want to get them online as much as possible.
Okay.
Have volunteers like walking around talking
about the iPad.
That's a good idea.
Check them in and take
them. Yeah. Yeah, and then we have to check people in anyway, so we can get it that way.
So then the monies that we expect to collect is one from the vendor, two from the liquor sale. Is there additional funding that we're expecting?
I think with this, if we package it right, you know, we can expect partnerships and sponsorship donations.
Okay.
Alcohol companies or companies interested in targeting the community.
Okay.
And from there, again, you know, once those checks are written,
go back to the awards. Hence the reason why we want to package it together. So offer more to the sponsor.
That makes sense.
For that week. And then if we have a media partner, it gives them the brand extension that they would want. So
it makes sense. Michael,
I want to hear from you, Chris, because I'll tell you about yourself.
No. I am pitching Grace.
Oh, really?
Okay.
You better talk to me.
Does anyone have more questions on the Maka Festival? I think it seems if we are, you know, looking like, yes.
Shoot me a couple. Let me
where's Arcilla? I was just about to ask social media.
She'll be right back.
Because I'm thinking the volunteers, I have a pipeline to a lot of volunteers. The idea is, as we set up, I will set up our timeline. When do we want to start identifying and training, giving orientation to the volunteers? Because that's going to be the trick. The orientation we give the volunteers and have a volunteer as far as what's expected.
Usually do it like, you know, the day of, like a couple hours before. I'm just...
You can, but I want to be a lot more structured. I would like 2 weeks in advance to meet with volunteers on the site, 2 weeks in advance. And
do a walkthrough and bring them up four-hour blocks and shit.
Now, that doesn't mean that we're not going to have additional volunteers at the morning or if you may want to key in, but you may have a crew of 30, 40 volunteers 2 weeks in advance, even provide pizza or whatever it is, do a rah-rah, and then do some orientation and training. Because guess what? Your volunteer is going to get you more people.
Yeah.
So I can definitely be part of that.
Okay, let's switch over.
I kindly ask you all not to use Tony Carr as a host. Thank you.
Very specifically.
Yes. No.
Oh, before I forget, as far as the vendors are concerned, one of the complaints that I always get is that, you know, we never use the folks on Georgia Avenue. And is there going to be an effort at vendors? Right.
There will be an effort. Actually, it's a good point. Saturday, so a really young Haitian friend of mine.
Right.
So I saw a Panamanian restaurant just open, so I said, let me just go say hi.
Okay.
It took her for like 45 minutes.
Okay.
And she's willing. You know, I think you have a group on Georgia Avenue that you have meetings.
Right.
They're willing to get involved, so I told her it's a good way to get a store on there.
Georgia Avenue Business Association.
Yeah, so it's a good way to
get exactly. But tap of them, okay. Because that has always been one complaint there. Okay, social media, Arcilla, could you kind of bring us up to date on Facebook, among other things?
We have a social media page.
Can we access?
Yeah, we can access.
What about the public? Can they?
Yes, they can.
It popped up on our Facebook page. They want you to like Maka. Yeah.
So the Facebook needs to be a little
spruced up.
Yeah,
we just need to spruce it up a little.
So I have to talk to Jamila, which is another thing that we'll get back to. She has to make me an admin, so I can make the changes. Because it's hard to find. It's because it's all spelled out.
It is really hard to find.
Oh, my God.
It's not just Maca.
We may want to find a way to change that.
So I was going to start a new one, honestly. Yeah. But,
usually I would say...
Sure, it started, the photos there. But it's best to start it.
Yes, you can.
Yeah, but you have to be an admin for both pages. So I still have to be an admin.
You know, you can just change the name. I don't know how many.
I thought she sent us the.
I thought she.
Right, that's what he's talking about.
But then I need to move it away from an individual to coming back to that thing.
I hear you.
For the very same reason.
Yeah.
So that's why we set up a Gmail, maca.gov at Gmail. So all the ticketing and social media platform is on that Gmail.
Okay.
And also helps the Google Docs. So all the docs that we want, you can just go right there.
Okay.
Here's a suggestion. If you cannot connect with Jamila before next week,
okay.
Well, I'm just saying, but
yeah.
If there's, think, ish
okay.
happens, right?
Uh-huh.
But if you cannot by next Wednesday, we better starting a new page.
Yeah, I'll have to
so that we have a page by the time we get to the meet and greet.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So give yourself a deadline, because again, if that doesn't happen,
actually,
let's,
just
we can actually,
with
Jamila, let's start a new page.
Just, huh?
You've connected with her already?
Yeah, well, I'll connect again.
Jamila is very busy.
Because
yeah.
I saw
she's
she signed
busy.
Up for the meet and greet. So I'm
yeah,
just
she did,
saying
she did, yeah.
She's watching, looking out.
Oh, no, she is. No, she's good.
She's busy
sometimes.
She's good.
No, Jamila is 100% good.
So by this
she,
weekend,
she,
actually,
she's,
if
she's super,
nothing moves on that page,
yeah,
I'll
yeah.
start a new one.
So and it's only 69 people,
second?
So.
I'm having
yeah, she's great. She's awesome.
Yeah, no, for sure. She's the one who got me into this.
So as far as everyone's contact information, is that uploaded?
On where?
Priscilla,
on the Facebook page?
Yeah.
So I don't have access to the Facebook page either.
That's the problem.
Yeah.
Administration issue. See, again,
no
you,
one
you're not on Facebook, right? You're on Facebook, right?
No.
I know I'm not.
Okay, if you're on Facebook page,
right.
Your name, you're the only one who can make changes on it. So, for example,
got it.
Once we have access, instead of waiting for us to accept it, I would send an invitation to every commissioner
right.
to like it, and then so
oh, yeah,
it's
well,
easy.
That's natural. Yeah.
It's one of those things that's very easy, but you need to have access first.
Well, if you set up a person, so it wouldn't be me, like
mm-hmm.
it wouldn't be Jamila or anybody
yeah, yeah.
else. There's going to be a person managing that page. That's like a dummy.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's like an administrator.
I got you.
Yeah.
So you need Jamila before you can
yeah.
make changes
if
to... Okay.
Yeah.
And it's
yeah.
only
okay.
69 likes, so it's not
yeah,
a big loss.
Okay.
You're not starting. You're not like.
Yeah.
You're not
if it
was
like
10,000,
yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It feels like
you're not losing
a whole
lot.
And I think once you start making changes, then we can put our contact information
help
and
put that by with everybody. Yeah.
By everyone.
On the Facebook
okay.
thing.
Yeah,
Facebook,
you can.
But not your personal.
No.
No, just your bio.
Right?
Your bio is already public.
Yeah.
Like a cool looking face.
No, the same information.
And whatever you,
Chris,
is that why you don't want to send me that information?
No, honestly, I
no, it's whatever you want to send. If you don't want something up there, don't send it. You know.
So we already have we have a new Instagram as well.
Oh,
so there's much better.
It's real out here.
Hey, listen, don't
now, as far as the Facebook page, I think so. We have the commissioner's contact information, and I think Charlotte had mentioned earlier something about the mayor, something on the Facebook, something, or was it Steve Walker that mentioned that to me? Or do we put information related to the mayor's priorities on the Facebook, right?
Yeah.
Is that doable, Priscilla?
Yeah, we can do that.
That's not hard. That's
you
easy.
Don't want to list the priorities or just get the information forwarded to the community.
Yeah, or like if
each time something comes out.
Okay, that's,
it's
yeah.
like
that's
that,
a
yeah.
Okay,
that's,
yeah.
That's an easy thing.
That's a click.
She's really big on Twitter as well.
Yes.
Yeah,
she's got so many accounts. So, for example, every agency right now has a Facebook account. Every agency has a Twitter account, every agency has Instagram. So whenever anything, the mayor kicks out anything, automatically goes to all of the accounts and goes out.
Well,
so even the fellows, they have, one of the programs we have has a Facebook page, and if a fellow is at any event, the mayor is anywhere close by, there's a picture of the mayor, he goes out automatically. Boom, he goes out.
So you just have to tweak the notifications, so
right.
restrict your phone or whatever you have it on. It's
okay. 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 I noticed when I looked at the Facebook like a week or so ago, it was kind of very busy. It's like
and that's why we want to
be
redo
okay.
it. Just have a better
it was
photo
like too
and
many
better,
things.
Yeah,
and
the photos are kind of like dim and you know,
right.
not bright and everything like that. But
we need Jamila for that. Okay.
That's for the access.
Right. Okay. Now there was something you sent earlier, Priscilla, about Google. Was that a Dropbox or what? What was
The Google group, so that when we send emails, it's not all over the place. It's okay. Just there's one. It's like a message board for everyone.
Because I thought we already have something like that, Belair.
Yeah, we don't have anything.
Oh, you want to start over. Okay, got it.
I already started it. I invited everybody. You just have to, and we can use your DC Gov emails as well. Yeah. So it's like, for me, when I'm looking through these emails to find something, it's just crazy. We have so many emails going on. So I was like, I prefer a Google group where it's like whatever message you start, it's like you could just check it, and we could see meet and greet, see what everyone's been saying about meet and greet, you know.
Okay. Okay. I have no more questions.
Do you have a Facebook page share?
I can send you the link.
You have a Facebook page?
I don't. I every now and then I just go online and I saw it. Okay, any other questions for Ursula?
We don't have to be here until 8:30.
Oh, we are done.
So, but wait a minute. But one of the things you wanted to talk about were the meeting minutes from January.
Oh, yes. So anyone has questions on the meeting minutes that Larissa published for the month of January?
I had none.
If not, then can we just say all agree and move on? I'm not sure what I'm doing it
just
correctly.
And I don't know if it's an area that we're going to have time to discuss it tonight, but I think the last question item on the last meeting was the bylaws.
Oh.
I think we got that answered, and we need to put that. I don't mind tabling it until the next meeting, in the essence of time. Oh, let's try to address it.
Let's do that next month. I agree.
Okay. But now that we got the clarification, we can go ahead and
actually, it may be a good idea to add it and then send it out, so when we come next meeting in March, we can simply move with it.
Okay. Sounds like a plan.
I'll send it out again.
Alright. And so did we decide on I guess we have to wait till next month.
For what? Oh.
You mean the meeting minutes?
Yes. Who's taking minutes?
I don't know that I want to be the secretary, but I'll take minutes for February.
Okay.
Why not?
So you just upload it into the
group.
So we're just going to be typing these out?
And did we finalize... I know we're going to go to Mocha. Did we finalize who the vice chair is?
No. As a matter of fact, I talked with Steve Wolf about that, and he said he would put it on.
Yeah, I have actually.
He has been very busy with the snowstorm and all that stuff. But he did say,
Charlotte. I never want to hear the word snow.
Okay, that's why you're shaking.
Yeah.
Are you Washingtonian or?
No, I'm from California.
Oh, that's why you don't want to hear snow. Okay. Yeah.
Well, no, well, just working in Mocha, it was, again, all hands on deck.
Hey, I was so happy that I no longer work for the city.
A motion to adjourn?
Yes, so
before you do that. On Thursday, at I think it's at 6 o'clock on Thursday in every ward, there's going to be a town hall on the homelessness initiative.
Yes.
So if any of you can, whatever ward you are living in,
Charlotte.
Oh, we're like, and see, here are the addresses.
Oh, I already have it. Okay. It's on my email. Most people already have it. I know the one that's in my neighborhood.
Something. Okay, so you will have
I'm not killing a tree. I'm not killing a tree. That one leaf, that one branch.
Oh, I can get it.
The ribbon cutting is Ward 2, right? There's a ribbon cutting for Ward 2. Yeah, the one that's already open, yeah.
For the shelter?
Ward 2, yeah. There's a good been cutting coming up, yeah.
I actually have a quick question.
At 11 in the morning? Okay, yeah.
One question I want to ask.
What do you
have? Beyond the meeting greet, between the meeting greet and the month of June, Caribbean Heritage Month, what are we going to be doing? What is your team? That's a big gap between February and June.
Well,
we're planning.
I want to put
there's a lot of planning. There's a lot of work being done.
But but there's a lot of work to be done in community too.
Right. Oh, sorry, what do you have in mind? I'm sorry.
I think the town hall meeting is essential. Again, speaking to the lady from Panama on Saturday for 45 minutes, there's a big, big divide between people that are working in school, living here, living in the center, and the administration.
You mean the meet and greet and the
town
hall?
No, sorry.
Oh.
A town hall meeting is to address, the meet and greet is a social.
Okay.
A town hall meeting is really to address the issues. And we had that at the beginning. I'm not sure what happened to it. But I think we really should get into, because the festival is something that we do and we know and everyone knows of, we like music and food. And that's all well and good. That's part of my DNA. But I think there's a really deep need for us to start working in the community. Spend 6 months getting the commission up and running. I think it's about time we
go
into the communities and do something.
I agree, and I would be on the committee to put one together.
Yeah, it's not difficult. It's not
another thing I was thinking of also, the business community. We have not done much on that.
That's what I'm saying.
We need to do the business community, we need to do the youth. And we need to do, there's a couple of things we need to do.
So, good point on that. But to speak more on what you're saying, and because of the new structure in terms of how much events we can do per year, if we're going to choose that to be one of our events, I say just tweak it a little bit more into a public engagement forum. That way, coming back to
that's
your point, exactly, we can touch on different subjects in one event.
Mm-hmm.
So we can do business. We have some speaker. These are free people working in small business, whatever. Speak on business, speak on community events, speak on youth speakers in one day, one Saturday.
Okay.
You get an auditorium or whatever it may be. And I think it's important though. Just in feedback and interacting with the community, there's a big need for it.
We're doing one in a different sometime, but we do one in 2 weeks for that reason. We're calling this know your rights. That's something, for example, as immigrants, people do not know the rights they have in engaging the police and reaching out for services. We just do not know these things. So for youth, we come to education, we come to businesses. People need to know how they can engage effectively to advocate for themselves for certain things.
She was saying that for the snowstorm, she spent 6 hours shoveling her business place. She tried to call some people, she didn't know where to go, she was lost. So I sent her an email, I was like, if you need anything, just let me know. There's a big, big, big gap. This is not one instance, because we can see. There's a big gap between the community and the administration. So I think it's worthy that we do that. Because that's what we're here for.
I'm with you on that.
So I think then, we need to come up with, say, three or four topics that we'd like to show. Three or four topics that we would like to showcase. So, again,
so
seeking ideas as to what those topics are.
So the idea is, let's pick items that the public can relate to, and then don't get too many speakers. We do not want a lot of Caribbean folks coming and just basically showcase themselves. Let's speak to 10 minutes on the issue and to Q&A the audience.
It may not be Caribbean people, but
some people love to hear themselves talk. So 10 minutes and then let the audience in. But again, we can do that.
Are you sure you want to say that?
I do.
I would say real quick, feedback. I'm not sure that I mentioned it, but we can do it almost as a... almost like you do at a conference where you have breakout sessions, you have concurrent things.
Oh, you guys getting complicated.
Oh, yeah.
No. That's simple.
So you can
get
to
answer it.
Yeah, you know,
I like
say,
that.
So
I
like it. At the end of the day, if I'm a parent and you have your summer youth initiative, I want to go to your table to help so I can find where my kid is going to be for the summer. Anything else, I'm not in business. I'm not interested
exactly.
in
it. Exactly. It's like you can't do it
that's
for
might
everybody.
Be where my
you
focus
is.
I might be an elderly person or someone who needs
that. That's why I said public engagement.
So
between summit and town hall,
We could scale it to the desired need, but that's an example where we could service various interests in the community in a space that could accommodate that.
Definitely.
If I could just offer unsolicited advice, you just make sure that it always ties into the mayor's priority.
Oh, yes.
So, actually, I got an idea actually in planning the mayor's summit during inauguration. So, I still have that draft, she just gets a good frame of what she wants to see. So, we can look forward to that kind of thing. Okay. Let's bring it on.
Let me just go April.
Cool. That gives us some buffer, right? Yeah. And then before we were working with Khalil in the Moko's office.
get up. Hello, by the way.
Okay. Yeah, get a venue in Ward 4, because that's where most of the Caribbean people are.
Right, right.
So we still look at Ward 4.
Okay. So if anyone has ideas as to what those topics should be, please send them to me. Okay, it's quarter past eight. We are officially adjourned.
Great meeting, guys.